in the top of the Aleph, Sif Aleph, we're holding the Mishaburas. We're holding Mishaburas of Katan Gimel. So let's just refresh our memories. So the Shulchan Aruch said a case where a non-Jew lent money to the Jew, and the Jew gave the goy a mashkin of chametz. Okay? So the Jew's chametz is now sitting by the goy, and the Jew told the goy, if I don't pay you money, this chametz should be yours may achshav, from this point, from now, you know, at the time of the arrangement of the loan. So it'll work retroactively. So if he doesn't pay by a certain time, so we say if it comes to that point in time, and the Jew didn't pay, so then retroactively the goy owned the chametz the whole time, so the Jew wasn't ever having chametz on Pesach because it belonged to the goy. Even if that time doesn't come till after Pesach, but since it'll work retroactively to before Pesach, the Jew's not going to be over. Okay, so we said it's mutter. So Katan Gimel is mutter. I know shal chametz mutter lisabek b'menu, you're allowed. So therefore, it's not chametz shavu of a Pesach, and you're allowed to use the chametz after Pesach. And we come welcome l'chatzilu nistapku ha'poiskim im mutter l'yisrael l'lvois b'ayv ben zeb. I feel a believer shall live to say, but are you allowed to do this l'chatzilu, giving it to the guy before Pesach, saying, listen, when I don't redeem it after Pesach, I don't give you the money instead. He's borrowing money, giving the guy the mashkin, and saying, if I don't pay you back after Pesach, it's yours as of now. So, can he do that l'chatzilu, relying on the fact that he won't be paid it? I feel a believer shall live the place. He's not planning to be paid it. So he says, great, I'll get paid it after Pesach. It'll work retroactively. So it wasn't over. But in real time, as Pesach is going on, that hadn't happened yet. So is that mutter? Why? Shekivan should be yod liftois of a Pesach. He could be paid it. Imkain after the alpha became over loves him. Maybe it's called he's over. He still has access to that money. Excuse me, to that chometz. So that would be considered that he should be over the Isra by Yeruah on the chometz.
Well, why do we say he could be Poda? Because then he's there right away.
I'm sorry, what?
Why are we saying he could be Poda during Pesach? Because then immediately he's there on Yeruah by Yeruah.
Exactly.
So why are we making him have to be a Rasha to do a thing like that?
No. Since he has the ability financially to do that, it's still considered his. Not just saying he's allowed to do that halachically, but the fact that he has the power to do it means he still has the ownership on the chometz. So it comes out he's still on Pesach; it's still his chometz. So the right thing to do is to be paid before Pesach and then be mevarit. Now for sure, kishim mechabim b'shas halvah leave this achar Pesach bevalei oser. If the person is planning to be paid it, so then he's going to be over. So habli kamat and biyada. That's just like it's a case of just taking your chametz, putting it by goy, and relying that the hiding it by the goy, which you can't do. You can't store your chametz by a goy on Pesach. Kasa b'chok Yaakov im omer b'shas bir lohakum. But if you tell, it becomes as man or iser, you inform the goy, you say, listen, I'm not planning to pay it, you're going to keep it. So then, this problem wouldn't, since he spoke out to the goy, that he's planning the goy should keep it, and he's not going to be paid it, so then it's not going to be us. That's not a problem. That will solve the problem. Okay. The Mechaber says, even if the time for the redemption doesn't come due till after Pesach, we don't know what he's going to do. He might be paid it, might not be paid it. So during Pesach, we don't know what it's going to be. Since at the end he wasn't paid it, it's not considered Chomer Shalva Pesach. What's a learner, Dalit? After Pesach, Pesach, Adabra, Hoye, Besavik, Shema, Yifteyu, during Pesach. he still could have been, we don't know what's going to be, because he might, after Pesach, be part of it, then retroactively, it was his the whole time. And he's it's commercial about Pesach. We call Malkum unless or Machmazer after Pesach when he's not pointed after Pesach. So the Chomus is mutter. It's not. It's the Chomus is mutter. It's not commercial about Pesach. Okay, Messiah the Cheshigia. When the time came, he wasn't pointed. So it's the guy is retroactively. Now, Umashma Vidasa Machaber Shekosev Afilu. So the Mishnevura is focusing on this word afilu. Even if the time doesn't come till after Pesach, means what about the time comes before Pesach? The loan is due not after Pesach. The loan is due before Pesach. The Jew is not pointed. We have the same din over here. The reason why it's mutter because it works retroactively. Now we could argue. Let's say in the case of the Jew did not say the word me'achshav. He said, "Listen, here's I'm borrowing the money. Here's my chometz. If I don't pay you back at the time when the money is due, it's yours then. At the time the loan is due, not now, then. Right? Am I making sense?
Futurian."
What?
You're saying futurian, then meaning
future? Future, right. It'll be yours at that point in time in the future, when I'm not pointed. And now, before Pesach, that happened, the loan was due before Pesach, he wasn't pointed, now the chometz is sitting by the goy before Pesach. So, it's great. So it's the goy's chometz, no problem. If the loan is due after Pesach, obviously that's a problem. Right? The loan is due Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He says it'll be yours on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but it means on Tesav Nissan it's still mine. That's a problem. But no, he says the loan is due the Rosh Chodesh Nissan. He borrows it in the middle of the winter. He says the loan is due Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and if Rosh Chodesh Nissan I don't redeem it, it's yours as of Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Great, so comes Pesach. It's the goys. But the Mishnah Berurah, no, it won't work. The Mechaber says that both cases says. Whether it's due after Pesach or it's before Pesach, the reason why it's mutter because it works retroactively. That's the language of filum. Even this case and also that case work because it's retroactively. Why do you need retroactively in that case? That's what he's bothered by. If it was loan is due before Pesach, why do you need it to be retroactive?
He has to say the word me'achshav. It's yours retroactively for it to work. Now, why is that? Even if the Rosh Chodesh Nissan came and he wasn't pointed. So it's the Goy's Chometz. No, it's not. Why not? Because it's the case of Asmachta, like we spoke about on Thursday. Asmachta is where a person transacts something. Okay, the average case of Asmachta, where a person transacts something not expecting it to happen. The average case, when I give somebody a mashkin and I take a loan, my plan is to give the money back and get the mashkin back. So, I can't transfer ownership to the goy in that situation through this conversation because I didn't really mean to be machnet to him. That's called asmachta. The person doesn't really, he's transacting while he's relying that it won't come to that. Because Chazal said, when you say me'achshav, there's no din of asmachta. Because I'm making yours now. So there's a condition which has to be met. But the ownership is as of now. Asmachta would be in a situation where a person is saying it should be yours then. I expect by then to take care of it. But if I made it yours now, I made it yours now, assuming a condition X is met. So Chazal said, when you say me'achshav, there's no problem of asmachta. If you didn't say me'achshav, you have a new problem of asmachta. Melech Chometz Shei Yisrael, the goy never was kind of. The Chometz is the Jews. Okay, so many of them hold that's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. Some disagree and say that in this situation it's not a problem. V'yesh yismech aleim b'shasat chak. You can be semech on that. It gives you a long list over here. People which hold that that's not a, that's not considered a smachta. Okay. Now this is all the, this argument which I'm saying you can be makel b'shazat chak is if Pesach already came and is this considered chum which is over the Pesach and it's osur or not, you're makel fine. But alvei mu'adain kaidem Pesach du chashash deraisa. Now we're dealing with whether this is an asmachta and if it's not kaidem or not. According to Rishonim, that it's an asmachta, not kaina. It's my chomet sitting by. It's my chomet sitting by the goy, and I've said the raisa to leave it by the goy. So I can't say, well, listen, I'll be tzaymach lekula. I've said the raisa to leave my chomet by the goy, right? So in that situation, to chashash the raisa, bavada yesh lochush ladas machmirim do rak asmachta. You have to be cautious for the sheet to hold it's only an asmachta, and if it's not a good kinyan. Okay, year lahaklito laakim b'shosh shegias mana shel abir. So you have to then. Conclusively make it to goys without any conditions. Say, listen, come to the goys. So listen, when it comes to the money beer, it's yours. Go over to him before this money beer and say, you know what, listen, I'm marked it to you right now, it's yours to keep. So now it's no problem, it's his. Yeah, I mean, did everybody follow that, Sif Cotton? We don't all answer at once. What? You got it? No. You got it? Should I repeat it? Let me just give it outside without reading it all inside. So remember, we had this idea called Samatha. Chazal said, in a case where a case of I give a person a mashkin, I don't say my achshav. Now, in my mind, really, normally, when I give a mashkin, I really would prefer to pay back the money. I don't want to pay with the mashkin. I want to pay, the mashkin should be collateral, and I'll give. So I'm giving the person the money, saying, listen, you know, here's his mashkin. If I don't pay you, the mashkin will be yours. Mm-hmm. In the back of his mind, he's really not really being makta because he really plans to pay and not give the mashkin. He's really sort of relying that it's not going to come to that I'm going to lose my precious heirloom. I'm planning to be part of it. So there's the Chazal said that hakanoa that I'm doing, that which I'm being makta, is not really true. Asmata lukan. So asmata isn't kind of. We mentioned that was the issue when it comes to gambling. You know, when a person any game which has any type of skill involved, and I'm betting on it. I'm betting, believing that my skill will allow me to win. So I'm not really being mocked. The game was still a game of chance. So that I, you know, we said, listen, you can't be relying on anything. Something to rely on. It's totally not in your control. Any game I'm betting on a card game because I believe I'm a good poker player. So I'm believing that I'm going to win. So I'm not really being mocked of the money. That's a smachta. Chazal came along and said, if a person, even in a case of a smachta, if a person says explicitly, I'm making it yours as of now, and he does a kinyan suitor, so in that situation, then it doesn't have the chesaron of a smachta. So now, is the Mishnah saying like this, in a case where the Jew borrows money from the goy and gives the goy a mashkin of chametz. So again, and he says, listen, if I don't pay you a certain time, the chametz is yours. So is that a smachta? Depends. If he says me'achshav, it's not a smachta. If he doesn't say me'achshav, it's a case of a smachta. Which means that the goy wasn't kaina. So even if the loan is due before Pesach, and he says, listen, he borrows the money on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and he says, if I don't pay you by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the chametz is yours. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he doesn't pay. So the chametz is the goy's. Comes Pesach, the chametz is the goy's. No. Because he didn't say me'achshav. It's a case of a smachta. The goy's not karnit, even as of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he's not karnit. When the Jew doesn't pay, the chametz is still not the goy's. He never had a good haknoa to the goy. So comes Pesach, it's the Jew's chametz sitting by the goy, which is also. Now, some Rishonim hold that's not called a smachta in a situation that when he allowed it to play out and allowed it to leave it like that, it's not called a smachta. And he is kind of. So then you're not over. It's the goy's chametz. So he's saying, so after Pesach, that's the scenario which happened. And that was after Pesach. Well, what's the status of the chametz? Is it chametz which belonged to a Jew and it's also after Pesach or not? Mishasat Chak will be makel and say belong to the goy. Fine. But if I'm now standing on Yudal Nissen and saying, listen, you know, according to one opinion, it's mine still. And I'm going to be over this or by Rabbi Yamotze. According to one opinion, it's the goy's, and I'm not going to be over. Well, okay, I'll be makel. You can't be makel. You have to be concerned that maybe the goy wasn't kainet, and therefore you're going to be over by Rabbi Yamotze. So you have to go to the goy and say, listen, I'm being mocked at you right now. You should be kind of with a kinyan. I mean, giving it to you right now, full ownership, without any conditions. Oh, so then it's not a problem. You'd have to go now before Pesach and be mocked at to him. So obviously in a case where the loan is due after Pesach. Here's Pesach, the loan is due after Pesach. The only way this is going to work if he says, me'akshav. Because if he says the goy is then, but meanwhile during Pesach it's mine, obviously it's a problem. He says, but even in the case of the loan is due before Pesach, I still need me'akshav, otherwise I have the problem of asmachta. That's the point he's saying. Okay?
This idea of asmachta bothers me a bit. Well, let's consider the following situation. I live next door to you, and every year for 10 years in the fall, I gather up my leaves, I build a big fire, and I burn them up. And you're not happy with that. You say, I can get out of control and burn my house down. I say, don't worry, it didn't happen for 10 years, okay? If I burn your house down, I'll pay you. And then the 11th year, I burn your house down. 5 years out of control, burn your house down. I'm going to say, because I really didn't mean to be in that situation, I don't have to pay you?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah. In my mind, I don't believe it's going to happen. So I never really made a hisgavus. Now, if a person would say you'd have to go through, if you go to Bezen Choshev, in front of Bezen Choshev, say you say that I'm committing myself. If something happens, I will commit. Then he's chayav. Because we say if once he does it in front of Bezen Choshev, he really means it. But you have to do it in front of Bezen Choshev. Okay.
So then the whole idea of accidents is a problem for me now, because nobody ever intends to have an accident happen. Why should there be?
Well, because there's this human called mazik. That's a different shaila. You know, if I'm chayav al mazik, I'm chayav al mazik. But in a case where I wouldn't be chayav al mazik, but you're saying even though I'm chayav al mazik, I made my own personal commitment to pay you. I didn't really make that commitment. Mazik is not because of I made a commitment. Mazik, the Torah is mechayiving right now for the damages that I did. Right. Right, so I don't need a personal commitment for that. Okay, so now, so he said, hey, the chashgiyas man v'lo pro, nikdala the mafreya. Because so the case over here was, the case of the Shacharos case was where the loan was due after Pesach. You did not redeem it after Pesach, so the chometz comes to the goys retroactively from before Pesach, and therefore the Jews not ever having chometz in Pesach. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, Kosvach Reinim, the Hod Me'achshav Mahani, this din that Me'achshav works retroactively and solves the problem, Hano Davka Kamoy Dinidun Didan, in this scenario, Shavo Mos, there was a loan. The Chometz Hayim B'Taras Mashkin, and the Chometz was given as a Mashkin. V'Zamrinan the Me'achshav Mahani, so we say that since there was already a loan, and it was given as the guarantee of the loan, and then he didn't pay, so retroactively it's the goy's before Pesach. The bevari nisratza lahakdis lebeemis shere also loy toyve v'hovo, because there is some level of a reason why he's going to commit with this me'achshav, because the guy did me a favor, he lent me money. So we say that me'achshav is sufficient, together with the fact that he did me a favor, that I'm truly committing to make it his as of now. So it's the goy's chometz as of before Pesach. Of a beli avo, but let's say it was a case of without, there was no prior loan. Rak b'tanai ba'alma. Good guy. Shemosu l'chem soy v'armala. He goes to the guys, listen, here, take all this chometz, v'im lo yesa l'cha dabar ployni, cut in Pesach, yei chomash l'cha. And if X doesn't happen before Pesach, it's yours. And he doesn't do X. So he says, great, okay. So, he said if X doesn't happen, it's yours. So it's yours. Because it belongs to the goy. And not over by your Rabbi Yamotzi. I'll be sharma, let me ask you, he said, me'akshav. Gamkin habi asmachta, I propose him. It'll be a problem of asmachta because there was no real reason why he should want to commit to this. Okay. Elim Ken Hiknam Bebezin Choshev, Kafirma Vorba Choshev Mishma Simon Rezain Sif Yudal Bagot. If he went and did it in front of a Bezin Choshev, we say you're not going to play around in front of the Bezin. Obviously, you meant it seriously. But otherwise, you say, like, well, why should we believe you mean this, even with Me'ashev? So Me'ashev only worked in conjunction with the fact there's a reason why he would want to be serious about it, i.e., the fellow did him a favor and lent him money. Okay, Chometz Adayin Shisov. So this situation, it comes to the Chometz is the Jews. And it's the Jews coming sitting by the goy, and it's the beginning of Yisrael by Yemotze. Tzarek losses a mechametz and hakum b'matana gemura. Kind of you have to go to the goy and be macked at him now, and with an unconditional matana, it's yours. Milim b'diavanim over love a pesach nirish ein lahakmer lesser chametz. But there are some person which say that case works. Therefore, at least in the case of b'diavan after Pesach, we can be makel and say that the chametz is not us. Yeah, we're good with that, Siv? Yeah, that's... Okay, Siv, Katan, Vov. So the case was, the loan was before Pesach, the payment was due after Pesach, and he doesn't redeem it after Pesach, it's retroactively the goy from before Pesach, l'mafreya, retroactively cut him a Pesach. Shum lever me'ach, shum v'chanal. Okay, now, mistalik amagan avram, beloy or meloy me'ach shum. So the Jew did not say me'achshav. So he said, listen, if I don't pay you, the chametz is yours then. So now, comes Pesach, the chametz is still the Jew's. So the chametz is sitting by the goy, belongs to the Jew, the Jew is over by Yerei Motze, and it's chametz of the Pesach, it's also behano. Comes after Pesach, the goy says, listen, you know what, I'll keep the chametz. No. You're using that chometz, which is also behanoah, to pay back your loan. See, now you have a problem. You're benefiting from this chometz after Pesach. In the case where you didn't say me'achshav, so it belonged to the Jew on Pesach, and therefore it's chometz shavu le'Pesach. Imachuyav liftosim in ha'akim la'achar Pesach levar. Do you have to redeem it and give him money instead, and then be mevar the chometz because it's also behanoah? So Magen Avraham says that maybe the Imloikein Harei Mishana, because you're benefiting from the chametz, which is, and it's also about Noah. Shur Perei Achayv Eloi Akum Yisra Noah. You're using your chametz, it's also about Noah, to pay back. You're saving $1,000 because it is chametz. You're using the chametz to pay off $1,000 loan. You keep the $1,000 in your pocket. You're being the header from the chametz. So Chayv, you should be mechuyev to get pay the goy the money and get the chametz back and then destroy the chametz. That's Magen Avraham's shaila. Zakti Mr. Bura Uba Bas Mayor Uba Saber Makarchayim, and both the Saber Bas Mayor. The Bas Mayor was the contemporary of Kivager. They corresponded a lot. The Saber Makarchayim, which is the Nasivis. Hiskimul Hatter, they both said it's Mutter. Shreina Perea Chayve Biyadayim. He's not actively going and giving the chametz to the goy. This also the chametz to the goy right now. It's sitting by the goy already. Rakunisha Biyadakam Eilov. It's just without any action, passively. It's remaining by the goy. So it means the goy says, you know, I'm not going to go collect the loan. I got the chametz. Mashena Akam Toivoy Bishulzeh. So now the goy is not coming to the Jew and asking for the money because I don't need to. I got chametz. So the chametz, which is sitting by the goy, is saving me that the goy is not coming to ask for me money. That's considered a memela hanoah. It's not a direct hanoah. It's just happening by itself. Okay? So I can't go pay him with it. But once it's sitting by the goy, just letting the goy keep it, and then the goy will choose therefore not to come to bother me, that's not called I'm being the hen. You find this idea in the Gemara. The Gemara says that a case where you convince the person not to bother you for the loan, that's not called a direct benefit in halacha. The Gemara says, in a case where Reuven makes a netter that Shimon, he can't give any benefit to Shimon. Shimon can't get any benefit from Reuven. So the Gemara says that Reuven can go pay off Shimon's loan, and that's not called direct benefit, because basically all what Reuven is doing is preventing Shimon from having somebody come and go collecting money from him. So he's not actively giving Shimon money. He's just preventing him from getting a loss. Or somebody coming and asking for money, that's not called direct benefit. Okay. So that's what he says. Now, Omnam, a chometz v'yad Yisrael, in the case where the chometz is sitting by the Jew, v'shibza d'anachra, he didn't put the chometz by the goy, he kept it by himself, and he made a lean in it to the goy. Now Pesach passed by, and if this chometz is osur, and then he wants to go give it to the goy, I can't go pay the goy with this chometz. That's mamish. I'm using the chometz to pay off my goy. That I can't do. Okay. Beis. Yisrael shehilva leni hudi al chemsoi. So here's the opposite case. The first case was a case where the goy let the Jew money, and the Jew gave the goy chametz. Here's the case where the Jew lends the goy money, and the goy is giving the Jew chametz. As a mashkin. So now it's going to work the other way around. If the goy gives the chametz to the Jew and says, listen, if I don't pay you back after Pesach, it's your chametz as of now, before Pesach, so it comes up when the goy doesn't pay, retroactively the chametz belong to the Jew on Pesach. Even if the chametz, he made up the mashkin, he has no responsibility, the mashkin gets lost, it's not the Jew's headache. He has no chiyuv to wash the chametz like we had before in Siman Taf Mem. Still, it's osur, mishum the kana them afreya, because it retroactively, it's the Jews' chametz.
Because the goy, the chametz to make the deal is usher.
Well, be usher to make the deal because you're going to end up in such. Well, be usher. I can't be in that situation because the goy might not pay back, and then I'm going to be over the mafreya. Avolim amar loy me achshav v'enach yusel lov mutzah. The goy says, listen, here's. They borrow the money, the loan is due after Pesach. And the goy says to the Jew, if I don't pay you back after Pesach, by this and this date, it'll be yours as of that date. So it comes, it even belongs to the Jew, only belongs to the Jew after Pesach. Before Pesach, it belongs to the goy. Since the goy is coming, sitting by the Jew. If the Jew has no. Now, maybe he's a shomer on the mashkin. So we have a problem we had before in Siman Taf Mem. If you're a shomer on the goy's chametz, it's still a problem. And the case was, enach yusulav, there was no responsibility for the. So he's not a shomer. So then mutter, that'll be mutter. Okay. Mishabura Zion. Beyodai. If the goy puts the chametz by the Jew. Now, what about in a case where the goy doesn't put the chametz on the Jew? The goy says, "I'm keeping the chametz, but being meshabed it, that should be yours. I'm making a kinyan with it." The love hachi. No, it's not a problem. Loy nikta loy hamashkin shrei loy moshach. There was no kinyan. The goy didn't take it. The Jew didn't take it from the goy to the Jew's possession. Im loy shikno liyisel bekinyan hamoyo umei achshav v'chanal mishabura sivkatan beitz. If he did a Kenyan suitor, and he said, "May Achshav," that would be kind of. But a loan, just the fact that he gave the loan, and he didn't do any other Kenyan, and the goy said, "It's yours, May Achshav," but sitting by the goy still would not be a problem. Oh, sir. Why? Turns out retroactively it was the Jew's chametz on Pesach. And now you have chametz on the Jew after Pesach, which is also Bahano. That's about no mishum over b'bayiro. Mada, this is what Irving was asking. The mechaber noked dine linyan iser chametz b'lachar Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing what's the status of the chametz after Pesach. That's one issue. But if hu adin kadam Pesach linyan iser b'bayiro, you have another problem. You know, that's when you wake up after Pesach and realize, hey, that wasn't a smart idea. So what's the halacha now? But really, you could ask the question before Pesach, what do I do now? Shemchuyev levaroi. So the Jew would have to go and destroy that chometz. Or to sell it. Maybe the guy will not be paid. It was his. So you have a problem that so if you sell it, so when you sell it to the guy, you sell your chometz to the other guy, and the possibility was really yours. So it was included in the sale to the guy. If the guy won't be paid, it's yours. If you didn't address it before Pesach, you should have. And sitting by the Jew, this chometz of the guy, and the guy is coming during Pesach, and he wants to get his chometz, pay the loan and get his chometz back. You're allowed to accept the payment and let the guy take his chametz, because then it's the guy's chametz, so he can get his chametz, not a problem. Okay. Now, so it comes out. I mean, he's saying an interesting point. I'm a kuyev. If I don't sell to the guy, my guy sells my chametz to. I'm chuyev mevar it. Now, it's the goy's chametz right now, which he might be putting after Pesach, and then I would destroy the goy's chametz. So basically, committing myself right now to say that the goy says, I'm not going to pay you the loan. You basically took the chametz and destroyed it. So I'm not going to pay you the loan back. That's what he's really basically committed to right now. That's what should happen. So he brings over here from the in the Bir Locha, he brings from the few the Makar Chaim, the Yesha, the Adafrayim. They also give the following suggestion. Take a look at Bir Locha, the Rascal Osir. It's about two lines in. It says, "Ein be Makar Chaim, be the Yesha, be Yad Efrayim." You see that? Yeah? Top of the page at Gimel. Shekosu l'kaim divrei mogen avram. B'techon divrei mehu kemat echo. They say the following. The ein tzarich levayer l'hafsid ha-mashkin b'yadayim l'hafsid chayvay. By destroying the mashkin, you basically end up with no chometz and with no money. Because he's not going to pay you in that situation. U'mudu lo l'hamdan ad shegiyah hazman shekabaloi ho'akim. Wait till the time comes. See if the guy pays the money and gets his mashkin, but takes the chometz back, you're good. You see the guy's not coming to be paid, and the loan is about to be due, and he hasn't been paid yet. And the tanai was, if not paid by a certain date, it's yours. That was the tanai. So it's two days before, the guy hasn't shown up, and you're saying, oive. Now if the guy doesn't show up, it's mine retroactively, and it was ever by Yerubay Yemotze. Retroactively. Yachal Oz Limcholai Chayvay Vilemer Hareini Kilu He's Kabalti. You say I'm Michael, and I consider as if the loan was paid. When you say the phrase Hareini Kilu He's Kabalti, I consider as if I got paid, as if the goy came and paid the money. B'domi Kamay Shaparo Akum. So it comes that the chometz is not yours, the chometz belongs to the guy, because you don't have a loan to. He says, right, you hear what he's doing. You hear how he's dealing with it. So the guy gives the chometz to the guy, the Jew before Pesach, and says, the guy borrows money from before Pesach and gives a mashin to the Jew of chometz. And he says to the Jew, if I don't come back by date X and get the chometz back, it's yours retroactively from today before Pesach. So listen, if the guy comes back after Pesach, you're good. If you see the guy's not coming and the loan is about to be, that day comes, you can say the phrase of Hareini Kilu He's Kabalti. I consider it as if I got paid, which is a stronger lashon than just the Mechila. I'm considering I'm being meichel because I consider as if the goy paid me. That in halacha has equivalent as if the goy paid. So the goy paid, so the chuppah is not yours. She's not over by your emotzi. So that's how you would address the problem. Let's see if we can finish up the mishaburz over here. Tess, if he didn't say me'achshav and he doesn't make raya, so then it's mutter. The karmel on the yisrael minachrim minachrim yisrael loy kanim mashkin. Even though the Jew has the mashkin sitting by him, the halacha is it doesn't become the Jew's based on just the fact that I have as a mashkin. It's only through they have to make their own personal kinyan. There is a concept of the Gemara called kind of mashkin. That when, if I make a loan on a mashkin, a Jew to a Jew, Mr. Burr is going to say a second, and he gives me a mashkin, the Targ made it mine to some level of ownership immediately. But that's not, it's only a Jew to a Jew, not a Jew to a Goy. So it's not mine at all. If he's marked it to me personally, and he says that I'm making it yours, oh good, it's a different story. But just the fact that he gave me a mashkin doesn't make it mine. Now, even if the loan was due before Pesach, and he didn't pay. So now he said, "Listen, if I don't pay you before, he didn't say me'achshav. So what was the case of the loan? The loan was the goy borrows money, gives a Jew chametz, and says, if I don't pay you by that in the day." This and this date, it's yours. On that date. In the future. So that happens after Pesach. Great. It's only Jews after Pesach. What about if that happens before Pesach? The loan was in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It's through Rosh Chodesh Nissan. He says, if I don't pay by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's yours. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So now it's the Jews in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So comes Pesach, it's a problem. No, because it's a case of Asmachta. Right? The Goy is planning to be pointed. He didn't say me'achshav, so it's this case of a smachta. So it comes out, it never becomes a Jew's. And the Jew's not kaina, so he's not a problem. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the case is okay. Again, from the word, afilu, because of the words, this phrase afilu, hikiyah. Right? Here we go again. Now, but here, it's the opposite. And it's out that it's a problem of smachta since the goy is still. The Jew's not over. If it's not a problem of smachta, so then it's the Jews and the Jew's over. A correct sound of the Leo, the Yeshmi Shechel calls Zev, Dain and Zasmat, they hold on the smachta. But there's who Nasa Chomashi Yisrael, but Sarah Levar, Machar, Karma Pesach, or Levar. So it comes out with the Jews, it's the Jews and Pesach. So in the first sif, that worked to the Jews' benefit. The Jews' chametz becomes the goy's. The Jew's not over. Here's the works to his detriment. The goy's chametz becomes the Jew's, and he's over. There are many people who hold this on a smachta. We'll be make a bit of yavid after Pesach. Now he has no responsibility. If the Jew has responsibility for the losses of damage to the chametz, that's the dinam tof mem. A goy's chametz sitting by a Jew, and the Jew has responsibility. The Jew's over. So whether you cut or not is irrelevant. You're over because of the problem of the chrayis. He said in this case, he didn't say me'achshav, it's mutter. Even though the goy is not planning to be paid it, but since he only said it to come to Jews then in the future after Pesach, he wasn't marker, so it's not the Jews. It'll become the Jews after Pesach, but we're better then. There's all between a Jew and a goy. Of Yisrael, Hamamashkin, Beyad, Yisrael, Chaveru, one Jew gives a mashkin to another Jew. Feel below, believe me, Asher. Without me, Asher, Nami, Kana, Malva, Verba, Love, is in Yisrael, Kana, Mashkin. Shem, Yisrael, Yisrael, Kana, Mashkin. When he gives me a Mashkin, I get ownership in it. So I get ownership in it. I'm over by Yerubba Yamotze. So one Jew gives a Mashkin of Chomus, another Jew, even without saying me, Asher, the lender who has this Chomus of another Jew by him on Pesach will be over this or of Chomus. So both the loiva and the malva will be over this by Rabbi Yonatan in that case. So out of a case, here's a case of both, the two people are over the Yisr for the same piece of chometz. The lawyer is over because it's his chometz, and the malva is over because he's kind of mashkin, he's kind of the mashkin in that situation. Okay, tough men days, which we'll do tomorrow. That's it's